Hi, boys and girls. Well, the news can be upsetting sometimes, and you may be upset by the news that Hannah Montana uses a body double in her concerts for about 20 seconds. First, there were no WMDs, and then the CIA tapes, and now this. Well, Uncle Jay's news word for this week is comeback. This is usually a happy word. It means coming back to a success from a failure, but sometimes it means just the opposite. This week's big comeback, of course, was John McCain and Hillary Clinton, who showed everybody how stupid it is to make predictions. And the news media now predicts that they will do well in Michigan and in South Carolina, where the informed citizenry takes the primary very seriously. It's not just a beauty contest to them. Well, there was also a brief comeback by John Kerry, who gave his endorsement to Barack Obama, who must have been thrilled. It's almost as good as if Dan Quayle came back to give one of the Republicans an endorsement. Also last week, President Bush, remember him, went to the Mideast to tell the Jews and the Arabs that they will sign a peace treaty by next year. He also predicted that the Chicago Cubs will sweep the World Series, right after Barney Frank marries Ann Coulter. Can't wait for the table assignments on that one. Also in the Mideast, there was a bad of tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Both countries accused each other of doctoring a video showing a fight between some of their boats. Now, if you carefully analyze the video, you might find some
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Evidence.